Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome. We've got stories. New stories, old stories, all kinds of stories. My name is John Rappaport, again, sitting in for Alex Jones. I'm an investigative reporter. You can find my material at nomorefakenews.com. Produced a film recently, American Addict, Prescription Addiction in America, will be premiering at the Seattle International Film Festival, May, June of this year, and also a 10-hour audio seminar you can pick up on my site called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. Okay, enough with the plugs. I've got to start with Joe Biden. I mean, Joe is just too good to be true. I don't know why people don't follow this guy around 24 hours a day, because if anybody could be more wrong, I don't know who it is. Joe says that the plan to kill bin Laden was the most audacious plan in the last 500 years. Wow, Joe. In the last 500 years. Especially, I suppose, if bin Laden were already dead when the special forces went in there. And I've been asking for a long time now, ever since this raid, where is the dialysis machine? You know, people were saying, well, we want evidence that bin Laden was really there, and can you provide us any evidence? Well, according to all these sources who claimed that he was still alive and didn't die in 2001, he was receiving dialysis. He was always on the verge of dying. He was dying, when was it? In 2001, when the CIA visited him in a hospital in Europe? So where's the dialysis machine that they got from the house, the bunker in Pakistan? Never heard anything about it. Anyway, Joe says the most audacious plan in the last 500 years, which I assume means since the year 1500 or so, if my math is correct, nothing has even begun to rival this. Not the American Revolution, not D-Day. Take your pick. Joe, as always, is right on the money. And he says that the reason this is the most audacious was that there was something like a 48% chance of success of the mission. I'd really like to see how they calculated that down. And that if it had failed, Obama would certainly have been a one-term president. Really, Joe? He just said, well, we raided, we didn't make it, but we're still looking. Onward. Anyway, always got a lead with Joe. But let's get a lot more serious here and talk about a story that's up right now at Infowars.com. Aborted babies are being chopped up and sold to researchers all over America. Did you hear that? Aborted babies are being chopped up and sold to researchers all over America. This is actually nothing new, but we have new revelations. Fetuses at 10 or 20 weeks aborted it in clinics. Cells are shipped all over the U.S. to medical researchers. We're talking about brain cells in particular here, but not only that. The brain cells are injected into the eyes of patients with macular degeneration. Practice of shipping organs and body parts, of course, has been going on for a very, very long time. In fact, you'll see a link in the story on Infowars.com where aborted fetuses still alive had to be killed in order to harvest their body parts. So read that article. Check out the links. This is part of the medical complex. This is what is happening in America and all over the world, and we're going to dig very deep into the medical cartel here today. This is why I'm here. John Rappaport, investigative reporter, sitting in for Alex Jones. We're going to go to a break. Don't go anywhere. We will be.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is John Ford sitting in for Alex Jones today. We've got another big story up on InfoWars. And also via Natural News, Jacob Stiler, 9-year-old boy in Michigan, treated for cancer. Then the scans were clear. No cancer. The Michigan Department of Human Services tried twice to force Jacob to have further chemotherapy with 3 drugs that admittedly have the risk of causing cancer. They lost. They lost their case. The Stiler family won. But, of course, the Michigan Department of Human Services didn't stop. They're back again. They've appealed the case. Now, the parents don't want Jacob to have more chemo. And on top of this, these three chemo drugs, are not approved for use in children. Do you get this? How this is working here, folks? I mean, this is like somebody knocking on your door. You open it. He's got a gun and he says, I've got a canister of poison here and I want you to drink it now. Because it's good for you. This is exactly what's going down here in Michigan. Jacob Stiler, 9-year-old boy treated for cancer. The scans are now clear, but the doctors don't like this. They want to do more chemo with 3 drugs that have the potential to cause cancer. And who are they being backed by? The government. Hello. Michigan Department of Human Services has gone to court twice, and now the third time on appeal. The parents don't want their son to have more chemo from drugs that can cause cancer, drugs that have not been approved for children. Nobody seems to care in the government. In fact, they're forcing this, literally forcing it. Lesson, moral of the story, this is what is waiting for you and your children and your grandchildren up the road with national health care insurance, with Obamacare. I've been making this point for the last year and a half. More and more people seem to be listening, finally. Don't you understand what this is really all about, national health insurance? This is about forcing you to take only standardized treatments. And who decides that? The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This treatment is okay. This treatment you can't do. In fact, this treatment over here you must do. And if you don't, we kick you out of the program. And who knows, you could be put in jail. You could be fined because you're all in the system now. Everybody's in the system. You're all on this program. You see, everybody's been touting this insurance as it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And it gives everybody what they need. It gives them health care. It gives them medical care. It gives them all this wonderfulness that we all need and want and love from cradle to grave. Yeah, that's the cover story, folks. The actual story is it gives the pharmaceutical and medical cartel an opportunity to make you into a cipher, a number, and force treatments down your throat and make enormous profits at the same time, and also claim what treatments are not available. So you could be next. They could come to your door and they could say, guess what? We're going to give you chemo. No, you're not. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. We're going to go to court to insist on it because you're under the national health insurance plan. You've got to do it. Well, you say, I want to present evidence in court that this doesn't work, that these 3 drugs can actually cause cancer, the ones that you put me on, and they haven't been approved for use in my child, whom you want to poison with these drugs. Well, certainly, sir, you can have your day in court, and then you go to court, and guess what you find out? Guess what you find out? You're not permitted to present any evidence. Evidence is not the issue, you see. The truth doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. The only thing that matters is the law. And the law is that you're now part of the system, part of the program. You can't opt out. That's the law. And your betters, the people who know far more than you do about science and medicine and so forth, have set the standards for what treatments are available and what you must get as treatment and what you can't get. So some judge is going to listen to you argue the merits of these chemo drugs? You, a lay person, are you kidding? Do you seriously think that you're going to get your day in court? I've been in court when this kind of thing happened. I've seen the federal government operate on people who they didn't want to allow to get out from under the thumb, the big iron fist of certain medical treatments, or who were going the other way on natural treatment. I've seen this come down. So Jacob Styler, 9 years old from Michigan, is now being defended by a homeschooling legal association, and they're trying to get him off the hook so that he doesn't have to take 3 poisonous chemo drugs that can cause cancer when his cancer scans are completely clear. He's got to go to court to try to defend himself at 9 years old, so to speak, to live a healthy life, to not be killed by these drugs, because that's what we're talking about, to not be killed by these drugs. Sir, I'm 9 years old, and I'd like not to be killed by these drugs. May I speak? No, son, you may not. We know what's good for you, and this is what's going down. This is what is going down. Is this the first time something like this happened in the United States? Of course not. It's happened many times before. In fact, in the state of Michigan, there was another family that didn't want their child, this is now going back 15, 20 years, to be forced to take AZT, which was a failed chemotherapy drug that causes cells in the body to stop reproducing. And they had to go justify themselves over and over again. And the last I was informed, they had escaped by the skin of their teeth. But this is the medical police state America that's coming down, folks. And this is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show today. You can find my work at nomorefakenews.com. We're getting deeply by degrees into the medical cartel. Why is that so important? Because they are the leading edge of the New World Order. Or, if you want to call it something softer, the de facto global management system. And why are they the leading edge? Because they don't look political. They don't look left. They don't look right. They don't look center. They look neutral. We're the scientists. We're the priests in the white coats. We are the biggest religion on the planet. And you listen to us and you do what we say. This is body control, operant conditioning, programming, mind control, that the doctor has control over your life, that by feeding you debilitating toxic pharmaceuticals, which we'll go into in depth later on, eventually you will become so fuzzy, so debilitated, so unable to think, so disabled, that you will be one of millions and billions of people like you all over the planet who are, in capital letters, easy to control. This is called population control. That's what the medical cartel ultimately is all about. And this story about Jacob Stiler is just the tip of the iceberg on that. So let's flip over to the other side of the coin here. A story about somebody who survived when he should have been dead by conventional means because his mother went to something alternative, not exactly approved, by the fascist dictators who decide what you can do with your own body and what you can't do. This is a story I covered some years ago out of Florida. A 15-year-old boy who was found by his mother, literally drowned in the swimming pool, rushed to the hospital, put on machines to keep him alive. After a couple of days, the doctors came up to the mother and they said, well, you know, shaking their heads, there's nothing we can do now. You can keep him on the machines, but really, he's dead. She didn't accept that. This was a woman with guts from here to the moon. So she began to go around, knocking on doors, knocking down doors, looking for alternative treatments. What could she possibly find? One thing after another, while her son was still on the machines, and the doctors were telling her to take him off. She finally found a doctor who said that hyperbaric oxygen might help. It's a treatment. You get in a tank, you receive oxygen from somebody who's trained, not just somebody off the street, in how to administer oxygen at slightly higher pressure than at sea level. It was originally developed by the U.S. Navy to cure the bends. And that, the thesis went, oxygen might be able to get to aspects of the brain where the cells appeared to be dead, but they were actually only idling, like the motor of a car. This thesis was put forward by Dr. Richard Neubauer of Florida, Lauderdale by the Sea, who is a pioneer in extending the uses of hyperbaric oxygen. Okay, so the mother goes back to the doctors and she says, and I've met her, okay? This is not just something I'm reading in the newspaper. We've talked extensively. We're going to go to a break here in about 30 seconds, but I'm going to tell you when we come out on the other side of the break what happened here with this child in hyperbaric oxygen, because as a reporter, it was one of the more astonishing things that I've ever experienced in my life, up close and personal. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Jones on the Alex Jones Show, talking about Ryan, a 15-year-old boy, on machines, dead, the doctor said, as good as dead. His mother's going around. She finds somebody who's got a theory about hyperbaric oxygen. You get in a tank, somebody who really knows what they're doing is a technician, Maybe this can wake up brain cells that were thought to be dead but are actually idling. So I hear this story, and she tells me that indeed she managed to force, literally, this is a big hospital, they've got this kid on machines, to transport him to another clinic where he's going to get hyperbaric oxygen. If you don't think that's a Herculean task, you try something like that sometime. Well, she pulled it off. 50 or 60 treatments with oxygen later, she tells me, her son is still alive after being pronounced dead, and he's off the machines. So, you know, do I believe this as a reporter? Do I not believe it? She says, let's talk. We meet in Los Angeles. We're sitting, I remember this very clearly, sitting by a fountain in West LA. We're talking, very engaging woman. My son is alive. I'm saying yes, 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 yes. But, you know, I mean, the doctor said he was dead. She says, well, here we go. And I turned around, and there's her son, 15 years old, walking toward me. Now, I've confirmed the other parts of the story, so I know what happened before this. I know that what she's telling me is so. He's alive. He's walking. He walks up to me. He shakes my hand. This is a kid who drowned in a swimming pool, who was put on life support. The doctor said, no chance. And an alternative treatment was tried. The kid is now alive. His gait as he walks is somewhat awkward. When he talks, I'm not able to understand everything he says, but his mother can understand every single word he says, and they're going back and forth like gangbusters, right? The kid is alive. Without that treatment, there would have been no life for him. I mean, you know, it's like you're off, you're on. You're off, you're on. You're dead, you're alive. And I'm bringing this story up in contrast to the Jacob Stiler case of the 9-year-old who's being forced, if the court wins, to be poisoned with 3 chemo drugs. Because I'm also telling you that this whole national health insurance fiasco plan, op, as they say in the intelligence racket, it's an op, an operation, is designed to force you into a system where you must take certain treatments, many of which will be extremely toxic, and you will be denied treatments that you would want to explore on your own, such as the one that saved the life of this 15-year-old Ryan with hyperbaric oxygen. Yes, no, on, off. This is the strategy. This is what is going on up the road. This is what is waiting for you. Yes, the death panels and so on and so forth, but behind all of that, and I'm basing this on 30 years of experience as a medical investigative reporter into fraud, into deep conspiracy, if you will, and I will. They are going to tailor and shape and list all of the treatments that will be permitted and not be permitted for every single condition under the sun that you can imagine. They've already said it as much. I mean, it's an open story. Department of Health and Human Services, a cabinet post under the president. They decide. The pharmaceutical cartel, of course, wants to eliminate alternative medicine and alternative health in the form of nutrients, herbs, nutritional supplements. That's their burgeoning competition. So what do they do to eliminate it? Why was the pharmaceutical cartel so behind this whole idea of nationalized health insurance? Well, of course, on the one hand, they get paid. They're guaranteed to get paid, but on the other hand, they can shape the future of all medical treatment and deny you what you really want and force down your throat what can hurt and even possibly kill you. John Rappaport, sitting in for Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a very special guest.
on the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. Robert Bales, sergeant, accused of killing 19 Afghan civilians. You all know the story. It's all over the place. A special guest coming on right now. We're going to discuss this story and the related whole issue of what's going on in the military. But before I bring this man on, I just have to tell you that I don't have too many heroes, but he's one of them. I met him, I'm going to say, 25 years ago now. Dr. Peter Bregan, MD psychiatrist, who wrote one of the great books of the 20th century involving science called Toxic Psychiatry, that turned my thinking around completely as a medical investigative reporter on what was going on in the entire psychiatric profession with the toxicity of drugs and false diagnoses and so on. And he has stood up against his entire profession practically over the years, not only stood up but thrived, and stood up against the pharmaceutical companies who have been trying to push psychiatric drugs down people's throats all over the place. And he's worked as expert witness in court on key decisions involving psychiatric drugs and violence and so on. Dr. Peter Bregin, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. I'm spelling it so you'll go to his site, www.bregin.com. Peter, welcome to the show.
John, it's a pleasure to be on for you. I probably, there's hardly anyone else that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. I was going to take a leisurely 2-hour drive to see a doctor in Syracuse with my wife, and I was thinking we're finally going to get to relax together. And then you called, and I said, now I'm going to talk with John. I said, Ginger, how do you feel about having John on the phone for whatever time while we drive? She said, oh, for John, for sure. So okay. Here we are.
Here we are, Peter. Thanks. I appreciate it. I really do. All right. So we know that this guy, Sergeant Robert Bales, according to some reports anyway, had a head injury, sustained a head injury. And we also know that frequently what follows from that in the Army these days is that they start prescribing psychiatric medications, often because the patient experiences something that they interpret as, quote, depression. And we know what the effects of these drugs are. So I want you to just tell our audience here, and we're folks, this is an expert. What is happening in the military with the proliferation of psychiatric drugs, and what is the effect on the behavior of troops?
Well, I'm glad you're putting it in a broad context, because there are so many aspects of this case that would be just really important for your audience. First of all, there's no question that anybody who's had 4 deployments is suffering from what we call post-traumatic stress disorder. It's not really a disorder. He's suffering from the reaction of a normal person with a normal brain to horrific stress. There's just no way that after 4 deployments, he isn't emotionally compromised, because that's the natural response of the normal human being with a normal brain to these kinds of experiences. Just 1 deployment, let alone 4. So the whole idea of him having 4 deployments, I mean, we're abusing our soldiers with these multiple deployments, and we're setting them up for violence, for suicide, or for lifelong reliving and re-experiencing of these traumas. So that's the first thing. The second thing is it does sound like he has traumatic brain injury. I do believe that something close to that language is used by the official reports. And when you have a traumatic brain injury, interestingly enough, John, it's almost impossible to distinguish it from what we're calling PTSD. Again, I don't think it's a disorder, PTSD. It's a natural reaction. But it's very hard to tell them apart. The person gets irritable and edgy, easily overstimulated. The person reacts with judgment, stresses, feels constantly beleaguered, has difficulty thinking in a normal, quick fashion. Judgment gets impaired.
And what happens when they jump in with the drugs, Peter?
Well, that adds to it, interestingly enough, because the drugs produce exactly the same thing. So if you are taking, and the odds are overwhelming, and I want to get into that if we can in some detail, what's going on in the service with drugs. But if you're taking an antidepressant, well, what are its common adverse effects? Overstimulation, anxiety, jumpiness, hostility, aggressiveness, and a long-term effect of just, you know, you're just not caring about what you do anymore. So we got antidepressants that he's probably been given at some time, almost with certainty at some time. We have the head injury. We've got the trauma of these repeated deployments. And
you've documented, Peter, you've documented time and time again that these antidepressants, the SSRI antidepressants like Zoloft and Paxil and Prozac, can and do cause incidents of suicide and homicide.
Oh, absolutely. I'm evaluating a military case right now of a homicide on antidepressants. Yeah, right this moment. I can't give you another word about it. But, yeah, I'm evaluating a case right now of that. And I've seen many in the civilian life as well. There's no doubt about it. And as you know, John, I testified before Congress about a year ago before the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. I was the key witness. I led off with a half an hour discussion of how these drugs overstimulate people and will drive them in the direction of violence and suicide. There's another factor I want to add in, because we've got like about five factors beleaguering this individual. Another is that he's working at one of these outposts. And I've talked to people who have worked those outposts, and I've talked to therapists who have been in them. And you've got this horrific problem, which is that you're tasked with relating to the civilian population, building schools, helping them out, you know, helping them with their wells or whatever other help we can provide.
And then you're supposed to turn around and kill people, right?
Well, that, but first, at night, they're turning against you. Because the very people you're working with are going to contain some of the Al-Qaeda, some of the enemy. And then, of course, yes, you're supposed to kill them. But under very, very limited rules of engagement that don't really allow for self-defense. So it's a bizarre situation. This guy, I mean, we're looking at four or five factors that would have been impinging on him. Now, can I talk a little more just about the drugs and what's going on in the military?
Yeah, and the way I'd like to have you kind of boil it down here is the increase, the incredible change that's taken place here with loading up of psychiatric drugs here in the military over the last, 10 years.
Well, it's a very good way to begin, John. It's bizarre. Before the Iraq War, soldiers did not go into combat on psychiatric drugs. They just didn't. Starting with the Iraq War, psychiatry and the psychopharmaceutical complex got this top-down power. My wife is the one that educated me, Ginger, about how psychiatry goes into situations where they can be right at the top and then spread on down. So they go into the military and they spread on down the drugs. So we have gone from a situation in which soldiers didn't go into combat on drugs before Iraq to where estimates of 20% or more of these young, mostly young men and women are carrying drugs into combat.
Yeah, that's the key. In other words, they can just self-dose themselves.
They are given up to 180 days to carry with them a mind-bending drug like benzos and stimulants and even the antipsychotic Seroquel for sleep. 180 days. Now, you're 19, you're 20 years old. You've been told these things are good for stress. What are you going to do? You're going to
pop them.
As prescribed. You're going to pop them. Exactly. You're going to trade them. You're going to not know either what you're taking some of the time.
Trading them. Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
This is complete chaos. I mean, you and I have talked over the years so much about the violent behavior, including, you know, at the time of the Columbine shootings, we were talking about these two young kids who were on Luvox, and I questioned you very closely on the potential effects of those drugs in mounting grandiose schemes that involve violence and so forth. And here we're talking about actually putting, you know, untold numbers of soldiers out on the battlefield, under battlefield conditions, under all this stress, with 180 days of these antidepressants and other psychiatric drugs that could cause them to just commit suicide, turn around and kill people, go into all kinds of bizarre behavior.
It's nuts, John. It's absolutely nuts. And it's so good that you're giving more, you know, more opportunity for people to learn about this. You were referring, I think, to Eric Harris and Columbine, and I know for a fact that Eric Harris, who was perhaps the leader of the two boys, was taking Luvox at the time of the shooting. And here, give you an idea, and we should address this, how the media is covering up all this. About a year ago, USA Today, less than a year ago, I think, did a review of Let's Relook at Columbine, and it said, flatly, we now know that Eric Harris wasn't taking Lubach at the time of the shooting. So I wrote to them, and I said, look, I have the official FDA documentation that he was at a, quote, it's so ironic, on a, quote, a therapeutic level of Luvox in his blood on autopsy.
Wow.
And furthermore, I have the autopsy coroner's report saying the same thing.
And just so our listeners know, this is another one of these SSRI antidepressants, Luvox, that can indeed, like all of them, stimulate violence, homicide, suicide.
Absolutely. And the press, of course, USA Today did not respond to me at all.
What a big surprise that is, huh?
You know, they didn't want to change the lie. So much is the money and power. And then, John, why isn't anybody asking the question you're asking? You are the first media person to get in touch with me to ask the question about could he have been on psychiatric drugs. The odds are overwhelming that he was.
That he was. We got another story here, Peter, in San Diego, where I'm from, about this guy, Jason Russell, who was the director of the Invisible Children video that's gone viral, Kony 2012, and then ended up running around on the street naked and doing all kinds of crazy things and is now in psychiatric lockdown in San Diego. I don't know whether you know about this story, but, you know, okay, so there's a lot could be said on all different sides of this issue about the video. That's the point of this, though, is, you know, where does somebody suddenly do this? You know, people have now been trained, conditioned to accept this kind of thing. Oh, yeah, well, somebody walked into a school and shot up the school. Oh, yeah, well, somebody ran out on the street naked all of a sudden, never did anything like that in his life before. And so, again, the question has to be asked. I mean, was he under some kind of psychiatric care? Was he receiving any of these drugs? Did he find somebody who had one of these drugs and he just started taking it?
Well, that's right. I think the odds are when an adult in America today has what looks like a manic episode, has something weird, bizarre, overstimulated, grandiose, like running around naked out of the blue, the odds are in America today it was caused by an antidepressant because they commonly cause that behavior, commonly cause it. Up to 20% of people on these drugs develop some kind of overstimulation. And, you know, the data shows maybe 5 to 15% are going to have something that looks like a manic episode in their lifetime on these drugs. Very, very high numbers. And
let's just look at this for a second, Peter. We've got these drugs, you know, all over the place. I mean, the numbers of prescriptions and the millions and millions and millions everywhere. And then we have these crazy incidents of murder and violent activity and bizarre behavior, you know, cropping up all over the country. And yet, the media becomes less and less able to or willing to even explore the possibility that any of these drugs are involved in any of these incidents. And I've been told that the police don't want to get involved in this. Prosecutors don't want to get involved in this. Judges even don't want to get involved in this. They don't want to touch this area. They want to stay away from it. Your reaction to that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, when I wrote the Ginger, talking back to Prozac in 1994, I was able to pull out, and she was able to pull out of the media, dozens and dozens of incidents of violence, suicide, mayhem, where the media pinpointed that the person was taking Prozac. And then
really?
Eli Lilly and the drug companies have just slammed the door, and the media now doesn't even want to ask. Literally, no one's called me to discuss it. You're the first one, God bless you,
right,
you know, to call me and say, you know, well, could the drugs have been involved, and we don't know for sure, but what would they have done? And, you know, in his case, we almost know for sure. I'm getting calls now, John. This is going to blow you away. I'm getting calls now from soldiers who are being refused deployment because they won't take psychiatric drugs from the Army shrink.
Is that right?
That isn't turning the world on its head. That's how.
Yeah, because it used to be. I was going to say this to you, Peter. It used to be in the old days that if a kid wanted to go in the Army and he said that he had been on Ritalin, for example, they wouldn't take him. So now what you're saying is, listen, we have this armament of drugs that we're going to pile on top of you, including, as you've documented, the most toxic of all, the antipsychotics. And if you won't take them, we won't let you into the Army.
But we won't let you go to war. As long as you go to duty deployment in Afghanistan, if you won't take the drug.
If you won't take the drug.
I'm literally being consulted in cases like that. It's totally bizarre.
Unbelievable. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones. I'm talking with Dr. Peter Bregan. His website is Bregan.com, Bregin.com. If you want to become educated in a way that will absolutely blow you into smithereens, go to his website, begin to explore his books, articles, and information on the real...
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Way up
This is John Rappaport back for Alex Jones, sitting in today for Alex on the Alex Jones Show, and we're talking with Dr. Peter Bregan. Peter, we have only a few minutes to go here until we end off at the top of the hour.
Our organizational meeting that's coming, we're having a national meeting coming up in a couple of weeks.
Very briefly, yes, please.
Yeah, well, just April 13th through 15th in Syracuse, New York. 3 days of great people talking about all of these issues, including better health service. You can get it on empathictherapy.org, or my website.
Empathictherapy.org. Yes, absolutely. Anything that Peter's associated with, folks, I can tell you, is not only first class, but mind-blowing. Okay. So we now have a situation here in the last couple of minutes as we're talking, Peter, where the Army, the Air, you know, all the services are now, as you said, telling people, hey, if you want to go to war, you've got to take psychiatric drugs. And now the media is not reporting anymore at all on incidents of violence and suicide and so forth that may be or are connected to psychiatric drugs, because Eli Lilly and other companies have slammed the door. So the media are now in the pocket completely of the pharmaceutical industry on this, right?
Yes, it's much worse than it was 5 years ago or 10 or 15. The media is much, much less going to look at psychiatric drugs now. It's really a bad situation, and it's getting worse and worse. And we have 20% of women supposedly are taking antidepressants now. I mean, we're talking about huge figures. It's a national tragedy, and long-term, these drugs are very bad for people. I have a blog about this on Huffington Post. If you just go to Bregan on Huffington Post, go to my blog about long-term effects of antidepressants. It's a national tragedy, John, and you are so to be praised for doing this show.
Well, we want to cover this for, you know, as many people as we possibly can so they are aware of this. Because the propaganda on this is, of course, pharmaceutical propaganda is always outstanding. I mean, they're going to tell you that this is just the greatest thing in the world and that only rarely do we have problems and so on and so forth. But what you've managed to point out, Peter, that is so important is that this is endemic. I mean, you're talking about long-term effects of these drugs in huge numbers in the population. You're talking about basically lies that have been told to sell these drugs, to present studies that appear to make them safe and effective, when all of this is just a sham.
Well, it's a total sham. I mean, the drugs are only tested for 4, 5, 6 weeks, by and large. So when your doctor says you need to take them for the rest of your life, he's making it up.
Wow. Did you hear that, folks? So the drugs are the studied are done for 5, 6 weeks, the FDA approves them, then the doctor tells the patient, you have to take the drug for the rest of your life. And this is science?
And
wow.
The FDA does not require, John, any studying of the adverse effects on the brain. There's no neuropsychological testing or MRIs on animals or on people. So they're just ignoring the fact that these psychoactive substances that are alien to the brain are going to have a negative impact on the brain.
Unbelievable. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show. We have been privileged to grab a few minutes of valuable time from Dr. Peter Bregan. Again, his website is bregan.com. That's B-R-E-G-G-I-N. Thank you so much, Peter. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
John, you are the best. You are the best interviewer on this subject in the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter. Say hi to Ginger. Okay, folks. That is not the horse's mouth. That's the mouth of one of the most brilliant medical minds on the planet, Dr. Peter Bregan. We're going to a break now. Stay tuned at the top of the hour because we have a lot more to say about Robert Bales, the sergeant in Afghanistan, the Jason Russell story, and Invisible Children.
This is GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.